hit it with, but they, and it...
Well, we don't always know when they call us that it was our fault, because there are other people that are down there, hunters and other campers and other people down there. And of course, they immediately think of the scouts, particularly if there's been an event in the last week or so.
Well, you got the tone of voice that, see, that, that Senator had run up against.
And I've learned to deal with him just like he deals with you, just to get right back in his face. And he, when he called back, he was the nicest guy. And I said, when we got through, I said, I sure appreciate you calling me on this. I said, and we'll look at things in the future, you know. But boy, when he came on the phone the first time, you thought I was a criminal or something. And I could hardly, you know, I was trying to understand what he was saying, much less.
I do remember some conversation about a mobile home going down there, but I guess it was for the cooks. And certainly we had need of a quartermaster building, and it had need of that a long time. In fact, they cleared off a spot.
Yeah, up there. It's grown up again.
For the thing in there. Because I've been over to Granbury to, Lake, to Camp Leonard, and I took our boys, the Catholic boys, over to the scout retreats for 3 years over at Leonard with the Fort Worth Council, and which was an education in itself. But they had a nice quartermaster building. You could draw this. I recognize the old Army right off on that thing. Have you ever been to that camp?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's too close to the civilization. It's the only thing that's wrong with it, but not the whole thing. But
they're just using it for a Cub Day camp now.
Is that what they're doing?
They're not using it for summer camp. Now that they got SR Square, Sid Richards from Scout Renovation.
They had the most, the altar that they built there, I admired their council ring, if you want to call it that. With an amphitheater type thing with benches, I just thought, golly, this is the way it ought to be.
It is. It's nice.
We had an old man there from Fort Worth. They called the old man. I don't know whether you ever knew who he was.
No.
I don't know what his name is, but he was a flat institution.
Where came to get him?
Huh?
Where?
At Leonard, because they did a skit on him that just brought the house down. But he apparently was another Pilazari, but he's dead now, by the way. But I guarantee you, I thought you might know by the name of the old man, because they could mimic him so damn well down there and just bring the whole place down.
What do you, tell me what your feelings are about Camp Bill Gilbert. Why do you feel that it's a special camp?
Well, as our youth, you know, you go back to things you're tied to in your youth, and of course, for me, scouting has been something just like the church, almost part of our life. And took Billy Gibbons with my boys having gone through there, and now Whip down in San Antonio, Chief wanting to bring, he's got another one now, bring his up there. Just I told him, well, next year maybe they'll have a camper where you can do it. They have the same feeling. I don't know how you express it, but the people have known that. Of course, we've lost so many of them. You just, you know, you lost a lot of them, but the stories still remain. Pepper, nobody ever replaced Pepper.
No,
ever. Mm-mm. Nobody that I ever knew down there. And Lois G, to a certain extent, but Lois didn't last as long, you know. The story on Lois that I remember so well is when they're building the G Lodge, they were going to build that chimney or something the weekend, and the Wyatt daughter's going to get married, and they had to change the marriage date because Lois was also the engineer on that thing, and it didn't draw well, by the way.
No, I've never had.
but he was that dedicated. I just enjoyed Lois so much. And the boys grew up pretty well under Center. And they called him Snurt, as everybody did down there, Snurt. But a more dedicated man you'll never find in your life. I got a letter from him. Remember that damn letter? I looked at it yesterday. Coming through here last year. What he used to do is come in and visit with me when he was going north to visit one of his kids. Well, he used to stop in there, go to the restroom, and get a cup of coffee. Nothing else, you know. But I enjoyed him because he's really the first one I've got to know. The ones ahead of him left. The boy that went down to Corpus for.
Oh, Joe Galvis?
Yeah, I didn't get to know Joe very well at all. But Senator. I'll never forget, he's coming up here going to raise money, and he wanted me to organize this feed. And he would set the people who, he said, are the larger contributors at a table, and then you're working. And I looked at that damn plan. In the first place, I'd have trouble getting them to come, period, much less get them segregated
by gifts.
We've never been able to do as much as the council would like for us to do on the thing, but I don't know this day and time United Fund is doing well because of the mobile home plant being so
generous
to us. And
that's true of all United Ways, the one in Steamville, the one in Brownwood are the same way. 3/4 of gifts are given by the 2 or 3 major industries in town. And then
is that right?
Mm-hmm.
That makes me feel better because what I've got here are cards that I personally have had to take back from others that are willing to let this happen. And Hannah was one that told me, he said, you know, I'm proud of what they're doing, but that ain't the way it ought to be.
That's the way it is in Bramwood. You took away the 3M plant and the Kohler plant. And some of those, there would be no money raised for United.
Well, you made me feel a little bit.
The same way with FMC Corporation and Norton and Stephenville.
I have
raised
never
3/4 of the money.
We've got 275 employees out here at the prison. And we've not really solicited them, but a lot of them are coming from Eastland, Cisco, Ranger, Throckmorton.
They don't live here in Cisco.
There's no room for them here. We're full up and building them.
Same thing happened in Brownwood. There's no room for them.
No room for them. And they came up, this new boy I've got trying to run the drive, they came up with $1,000. Well, I was real proud to get that out of them out there. But when I look at the number they've got into 1,000, and I told Shelton, the president of the bank, and I said, well, I don't think we'll publicize that gift because these people out there see the prison gave 1,000 and we're giving, they will give match funds and all about 16,000. No comparison, not even in the ballpark, you know. So anyway, that and thank the Lord for that $500 gift that we got, and thank you for writing that letter to her.
Oh,
because nothing could have happened that would have helped me any better than that.
I was glad to do it
because I called a blessed woman last year, and she'd given some money, and I started talking to her because it wasn't solicited, you know, about it. And she didn't get the question of mine whether her check was any good. And I was down whether her check was any good. Oh, mercy. And I called her accountant, and I told her, can anybody get a hold of her? All I was telling her is, you will get a receipt showing that it's income tax deductible. Well, she didn't understand that. Lord, I wouldn't have ever mentioned it in my life. had I known that. But anyway, she's back in step now. So, anyway, I haven't helped you very much, but I...
Yeah,
you did. You gave me a lot of history of...
Guy Quirrell was our scouting was Guy Quirrell. I mean, that was he may have had an assistant. I don't remember him having a paid assistant, but he would come periodically, and he brought the for the Court of Honor. He would come up. I'm talking about Cisco now. Court of Honor was held over in the basement of the First Presbyterian Church, where I'm in. We had an Eagle Review in this thing the other night, and I was over there a couple of years ago for Wendy's bunch. But Guy Quirrell was the kindest man, I guess, that I ever knew, and until he died. I mean, he never lost his love for scouting or this council or that camp either. And we just, he put out that little history that just touches on it. I mean, he did the best he could.
Eldon had the fellowship for
him. Is that right?
Yeah.
But when he came to town, it was an event. When Guy Quirrell came to town.
Wasn't he a singer or loved to lead singing or something? I think Frank Palazzari was saying he was a singing scout executive, always singing songs or stuff or leading songs.
Okay, well, he remembers something that I don't remember on that. But I do know that he was as dedicated a person as he'll ever be.
Well respected.
And right, by the community, because he, without any real help at all, when I came along there, Senator and them were in that little old building there on there was a drugstore on one end of it, or you know what I'm talking about? You know where the council office was in the 70s, early 70s?
Mm-hmm.
You know where the donut place is?
Yes.
As we go to Billy Gibbons, go back down to the east, and I think it's the second building you run into on one end of it. Was the council office.
Real narrow building, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's one thing I wanted to tell you about. It, obviously, it was not satisfactory for any kind of a meeting, you know, at all of any size. And we started this idea, the project of building us a building. And this was just before, as I remember, that I made the time get away before I got into the presidency. But we weren't doing any good much as far as finding a suitable location. And Early approached us, and that they had a place for us out there. And I went down there with the man, and as you come, because you're going to head to Goldway, if you don't do that, keep going east. It forks, and there's a little triangle in there.
Yeah.
And they were willing to donate that triangle. It's kind of low in its spot. But we got out and measured it off as to what it could be and everything. I may have told you this before. The word got back to Brownwood somewhere. We're getting ready to move the council office to Early. Oh, my Lord, you never saw such movement in your life. The banker down there, the Citizens, who I had known, died last week, a drinker, had been influential to a certain extent, BC Drinker, in talking about the purchasing a lot. We didn't have any money to purchase any lot. But BC, if I'm not mistaken, through his contact and what have you, came up with that area for us in the Red Cross at no charge at all.
We leased it from the city, $1 a year for a 99-year lease.
Well, the Drinker was the one that was responsible for that, and I should have gone to his funeral.
I didn't see a thing in his obituary related to scouting.
Well, it should have been.
Everything but scouting was mentioned in his obituary.
And because he's not been in good health for years, nor has she. But he was always a fun guy, still had interest in the bank out at Roby. But the funniest thing, I realized then the feeling between Early and Brownwood it was more competitive than I thought it was. But they did more for me offering that lot out there. That got everybody off of High Center.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've ended up with good quarters, there's no question. I mean,
good deal for us. This size council is just ideal.
It's just ideal.
Right size.
It's good size for the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And it just everything, and it gives some dignity to the
movement.
I think Robin and I gave the fleur de lis or whatever it was. I'm trying to remember the only outside of that thing.
Yeah, the red fleur de lis.
But I'm just always happy that we've come that far. But, well, I'm getting redundant now, but.